Sarah, you've taught in a bunch of different places. What countries have you taught again?
Quite a few. I've taught in Korea, Ecuador, Taiwan, Mexico, Japan, and the USA.
Okay, so
And
you're,
China,
oh,
sorry.
wow. So you're a language teacher. You've taught in all these amazing countries. So let's talk about the languages. First, do you speak Japanese?
I don't. I'm embarrassed. I've lived here 6 years, but I don't. How about you? Do you speak Japanese?
I do speak Japanese,
Oh, you do.
but it's not very good.
Oh.
People don't hear me say it that much because it's really bad, but I do speak Japanese, but it's bad. But what about the other languages? You lived in Korea. Did you study Korean?
I did. I did study Korean, and I did learn to read very well, but now I've forgotten, so I can't speak it anymore.
I heard that it's relatively easy to learn the alphabet in Korea.
Yes, it is. It was invented by a scientist to be simple and easy to learn how to read.
Oh,
So it
wow.
is very easy.
What about China? Did you learn Chinese?
I didn't. I did study a lot, but in the end, I found it too difficult. Do you speak Chinese?
I don't speak Chinese, but I lived in Thailand for 5 years,
Mm-hmm.
and I do speak Thai. And I did study Thai when I was there, so yeah.
Oh,
And
wow.
it's tonal, so it's kind of similar in some ways to Chinese.
And can you read Thai?
I can read Thai.
Oh,
Yeah, I do read Thai. So actually, my Thai reading is probably better than my Japanese.
wow.
Yeah. But it's hard because in Thai, the words kind of stick together. Now, you were in Mexico and in Ecuador.
Yes.
So do you speak Spanish?
I do speak Spanish. That was one of my goals for moving there, was to become fluent, and I'm very happy. Now I can say I do speak Spanish.
And your husband was with you. Does he speak Spanish?
Yeah, he does speak Spanish. He studied a lot and really improved a lot, so now he can say the same thing. He does speak Spanish.
And your children?
They do too. They speak Spanish.
Oh, nice. And your children are with you now in Japan. Do they speak Japanese?
They don't. They're learning very quickly. So I think they will improve, and in a couple of months, I can say that they can. But right now, their Japanese is very low.
So you were just in Mexico. Do you miss Mexico?
I do miss Mexico. I miss the food the most. I miss the Spanish language, and I miss the music. How about you? Do you miss Thailand?
I do miss Thailand a little bit, but not too much because I visit there a lot. So it's not that big of a deal. I go there usually once or twice a year. But when I'm in Japan, I do miss it. I miss the food especially. Now, we both are outside of the US. We don't live in the US. Do you miss living in the US?
I do miss living in the US. I often miss that I understand and I know the culture so well. Sometimes in Japan, I feel like an outsider. And so I do miss being in the USA and being able to blend into the background to be just another person.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you miss the USA?
I don't.
You don't.
I don't miss it at all. So I visit it. I do miss my family, and I do miss some things, especially like the food and the nature, but I don't miss actually living in America. Maybe because I go back so often. So these days it just doesn't seem like a big deal. Now, we are both in Japan. Do you plan to teach somewhere else soon?
I don't. I hope to stay in Japan for a couple of years. We are relaxed, we are settled, the children are in school. I hope we can stay here. How about you? Are you going to stay, or do you have plans to go?
I do have plans to go, actually, and I want your old job. I want
Really?
to work for the US government, and I want to work in a different country.
You should do it.
I will.